We're good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alrighty. There's one. Zach's not gonna be here.
Thanks.
Alrighty, Amanda's here and I have 6 o'clock, so we're gonna go ahead and get started. So I'll call the meeting to order. We can go ahead and we'll start with our last youth and governance meeting. Abigail, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Abigail Moslet.
Monica Uhas, present.
Amanda Nedwesk, present.
Brian Thomas, present.
John Poole, present.
Andy Berg, present.
Supervisor Gasky, present.
Alright. Citizens' comments. No one? Like so? Last time, citizens' comments for anybody? Okay, alright, we'll close citizens' comments. Alright, I don't have a report, but I do have something that we need to consider for today. Came to my attention earlier today that there's a youth and governance reception that starts at 6:45. So you have to leave in about 20 minutes or so. I believe there are two of you, I think, that are mentors that may choose to leave early to go attend that. I'm not 100% sure, but there might be a chance of that. My understanding is from 6:45 to 7:15. The only thing that I think is of time consideration on our agenda is item number 7. Yeah, 8 and 9, I think, could be moved to June. Unless anyone wants it to be done today.
I prefer them to stay on agenda.
Any other thoughts on? The concern is that depending on how many Zach Stock is excused, that we possibly might not have a quorum to vote on.
In June?
No.
No, no, on items 8 and 9.
Oh.
If a couple of you leave to go to the youth and governance reception. We can just go with the flow and see where it takes us. I mean, I just wanted to bring that up, so if you want to talk about it on the front end, we could do that. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because the last time we discussed things, we always get pushed up against, not always, but in a lot of cases, we get pushed up against the board meeting. In this case, we might get pushed up against someone leaving if they choose to do that, so.
So both writers are here. Do we want to ask if maybe they're willing to move them to June? 8 and 9?
It's a published agenda. I think that we need to try to get to it.
I mean, I don't know how much discussion we're gonna have on the first one, but we can see where we go and then just go from there. That, I mean, I don't care. I mean, if, I'm open to suggestions. I'm just bringing up, Joe had spoke to me earlier informing me of this and, you know, so just forge ahead. And then if we get to the other ones, if we run out of time or we don't have a quorum, we'll just move it to the next one. Alright, that's all I had. Anything from any committee members? Alright, I don't think there's any further communications. Does anyone look through the minutes and want to make a motion to approve?
Motion to approve minutes?
Second.
Alright, any discussion, corrections? No? Alright, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Alright, passes. Alright, so we'll go right to number 7. Okay, so this is resolution that's been brought back to this committee that was approved the first time, went in front of the county board, then it did not pass. And it's been revised and it's been brought back to this committee. Supervisor Banshaw would want to speak on this.
Thank you very much, Chair. And committee members, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you tonight. You said it did not pass. It did not pass this committee, but it was withdrawn because it would have failed Sendai before it completed the process, so.
The vote failed.
Here it did.
Oh, no, it passed here.
Oh, it did pass.
Passed here.
I was trying to think. I thought I was off by one.
It passed here. It's not at the county board. It didn't get the, whatever it is, two-thirds vote or whatever was required.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah.
Time. See, I've been up in the North Woods. Got myself out fishing on the lake and chasing turkeys in the woods, so.
Nice.
Wasn't so bad. So this resolution is specific to meeting times of the appointed or elected members of the board. So it's about public meetings associated directly with us, those who are elected to serve. It does not have any implication or alignment with other meetings. Obviously, there are many, many meetings that occur throughout the county on a daily basis for everything from committee for the graduation or the retirement party to what happens with Joint Services Committee. And we have major committees as well. But this is the only group, the committees or standing committees of the Board of Kenosha County.
Mr. Chair, I have to go turn.
That are.
My son's car just randomly like does that. It's the Acadia down across the street.
Thank you.
So this is specific to those meetings that are only filled by elected members of the county board. There aren't citizens involved in it. There are not appointees. It is just us. One of the things that is clear is the public needs to have unfettered access to our meetings, elected officials' meetings. Unfettered means they need to be occurring at a time that they can get to them. It needs to occur at a time that is consistent and uniform. I'll give a quick example. There was just a discussion with the new incoming Yigs downstairs regarding a meeting time that has changed from what was known to a new time, and it creates confusion for us, who should be very aware, but more so for the public, who should have that unfettered access. So this resolution focuses on standing committee meetings of the Kenosha County Board. It is limited in scope. It states that the meetings should begin no earlier than 6 o'clock p.m. in the evening. They need to be duly noticed, etc. It's a change to our ordinance. It's a, some would say, a minor change to the ordinance, but at the same token, it's garnered a lot of discussion. The other component in this that has been discussed is who makes the decision specifically on when those meeting times should be. Is it the chair of a committee working independently of the board, or is it a chair of a committee working in collaboration with the board chair to say, we need to move this, any opinion on that, and gaining insight and approval from the chair to say, yes, that's rational. Why should that happen? If I believe everybody here is a parent, some closer to it than others as of late. Mine are older, I'm fortunate. If a child asks one parent one thing and asks another parent another thing, they're both operating differently, you have disarray. So it is in my mind, in the mind of John as well, that it's important that the chair, who is the person who is accountable for the business of the county board and the committee's business of the county board, to be not only informed, but to have a right of say to say, yes, that makes sense, or man, you're really getting kind of wishy-washy. This is not consistent. What can we do to be consistent? Okay, so that's the spirit and intent of it. It's a very straightforward ordinance change. It has been worked through with legal, and as you know, yes, it did come off, and we brought it back around on this session to make sure that it has the duly appointed time to completely pass through committee and through the board. So thank you.
Okay, I think in order to, we need someone to make a motion if we want to further discuss this. So if someone wants to make a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, open up the floor for discussion.
Supervisor Banshaw, which other counties in the state of Wisconsin have an ordinance that restricts the meeting time for standing committees?
As I'm elected by the citizens of Kenosha County, specifically District 19, I'm focused on the activities of Kenosha County and our responsibilities here to our citizens in Kenosha County. If others have or do not have, I'm not aware, and quite honestly, I would think they should give due consideration to making sure that they are doing the same thing we are, being open and effective for our citizens.
Well, I contacted the Wisconsin Counties Association to get an answer on this, and the answer was zero counties have a restriction on time, not only for standing committees, but any other committees, and also not for the county board. Several counties allow committees to meet during the day, including Milwaukee County, and sometimes county boards meet during the day when necessary. I was told by the Wisconsin Counties Association, which is an organization that promotes best practices for county government, that their position is that Wisconsin state law is known as one of the best groups of statutes in the country on transparency in public meetings, and that our public notification statutes and our meetings laws are highly regarded by other counties associations throughout the country, and that they already provide for transparency. And the fact that we notice our meetings within a certain amount of days and times provides for the transparency necessary to move government forward at the pace in which we can still have people involved at times that are necessary for certain groups to meet. For example, oh my God, I think it's going again.
You got a hot car.
Can you just unlock it?
Sure.
Leave it unlocked.
Okay.
I'm driving my son's car right now.
Are you hoping it'll go home on its own?
So there are multiple boards and committees and commissions that are not standing committees that are very important. I'm going to go down the list. The Board of Administrative Appeals. Supervisor Decker, are you able to comment on what the Board of Administrative Appeals does?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
The Board of Administrative Appeals.
Variances and things like that?
I think so.
It's the Board of Adjustments.
Oh, that's the Board of
I think the Board of Administrative Appeals handles, I think the last time I talked with John Vance, I hadn't met in years, but I believe it may handle some child support or childcare licensing issues. It's not utilized very often.
I wonder if the County Executive Chief of Staff might know. We'll wait for your answer on that.
I'd go on to the next one while I.
The next one in the list is the Board of Health. The Board of Health played a significant role in influencing decision-making in multiple things during the pandemic, and they meet at noon on the first Monday or Tuesday of the month, I believe, and they don't even meet in person. So I think it's really important to consider the fact that these other boards and commissions really weigh in on a lot of the things that we do because they are the subject matter experts that are bringing to us information that we don't know or knowledge that we don't have that may influence the way we decide things. A very key board that meets at 3 p.m. is the Brookside Board of Trustees. It's a very highly regarded board, and as Brookside is a revenue generating or losing entity for the county, I think that it's really important that the public have unfettered access to the Brookside Board of Trustees. So I would say that if we were going to go along with this, the Brookside Board of Trustees should have to meet after 6 p.m. too, as well as the Board of Health and the Board of Administrative Appeals. Newly formed committee, the Broadband Advisory Committee. Supervisor Basha, are you able to tell us when the Broadband Advisory Committee meets?
10 o'clock a.m.
10 o'clock a.m. And maybe you could give us an update on what the Broadband Advisory Committee is working on.
Well, let's just stay on this topic for now.
Well, I mean, it informs our decision-making on these boards.
First of all, the Broadband Committee is not formed of elected officials.
But you're on it.
It is not formed entirely of elected officials.
Right.
I am an elected official that is representing the county government on it, correct. However, it represents business, schools, hospitals, other attributes of the county. It is not comprised of government officials.
Okay, what is...
We are an elected body.
What is their role? What is the objective of the Broadband Advisory Committee?
To advise the exec.
On what?
Broadband.
Specifically?
Best practices, so to speak, what attributes we could take advantage of to help build out broadband in Kenosha County.
Does Kenosha County need broadband built out?
If you were to come to my house and utilize broadband at dial-up speeds, you would say, yes, it does need to be built out. Through the pandemic, I believe we've all realized that internet is critical to our lives, whether it's through accessibility, through speed for accessibility, for the ability for us to perform in our businesses, attributes of the county that are critical to our infrastructure. And broadband is an infrastructure component. It is not a, it's not planting trees, it's putting in wires, hard connections.
So will there be a fiscal impact to the county based on some decisions that come out of the Broadband Committee?
The Broadband Committee does not decide what expenditures will be made.
Based on?
It will make recommendations or it will provide insights, but it does not make any decisions for expenditures.
So what does the...
I'll go one more question, but then we're going to go back to the resolution, okay?
Well, this is absolutely germane to the resolution because there is a list of 2 pages of committees, commissions, and boards.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on the Broadband
apparently
Commission.
Don't need to have public unfettered access, but they inform the voting of those who are elected.
I agree.
And
I'm just saying on the broadband, on the purpose of the commission.
Absolutely impact fiscal decision-making.
Can I have one more question on the
So my point commission? Is, the Broadband Advisory Committee will be making recommendations and providing input to the county, whether it's the executive or the county board or both, and that will impact and inform decision-making on how taxpayer dollars are spent to expand broadband or not.
Correct.
Is that correct? So that's pretty important that people have public access to that meeting. Maybe there are people who aren't included in that commission who have really important insight about broadband, but can't attend at 10 a.m. I could tell you, I know several people in the town of Paris who would like to have input and can't attend at 10 a.m. Civil Service Commission. Anyone want to comment on the Civil Service Commission? The Commission on Aging and Disability Services. Healthy People Kenosha County, the Housing Authority Board. That's a pretty important board to have access to the public.
Are you trying
access.
To be patronizing or are you trying to make a point?
I'm like, trying to say sure. that either all the boards are important or none of them are in terms of unfettered access. Human Services Board, Land and Water Conservation Committee, Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drugs Services Committee, Kenosha Joint Services Board, I'd say that's very fiscally impactful. Land Information Council, Library System Board, Local Emergency Planning Committee. Given some recent controversy over the appointees to those committees, that committee who withdrew his name, I'd say it's important that the Local Emergency Planning Committee is accessible to the public when they meet. At a time that's convenient for the public, whatever that might mean. The Opioid Settlement Advisory Panel. There's a lot of money involved there. Public Inland Lake Protection and Rehabilitation District Boards. The Racial and Ethnic Equity Commission.
Which meets in the evening. I've
been to the meetings, I know. The Traffic and Safety Commission. But perhaps the Racial and Ethnic and Equity Commission might want to meet at a time that is more convenient for maybe people in Supervisor Berg's district, as he's been newly appointed, and might want to invite his constituents, and they may say, you know what, Saturday morning at 11 is better for us. The Traffic Safety Commission, Veterans Memorial Park Advisory Committee, Veterans Service Commission. I would absolutely think that we would want to make our meetings totally and give them unfettered access to veteran service. Zoning Board of Adjustments, we talked about that already. Did we get an answer on the Board of Administrative Appeals?
Indeed. The Board of Administrative Appeals was created to review administrative determinations with the exception of those matters governed by the appeal process provided in the Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance provides that any person having a substantial interest which is adversely affected by an administrative determination of a governing body, board, commission, agency, officer, or employee of Kenosha County, or agent acting on behalf of Kenosha County, may have such a determination reviewed. At the present time, the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals primarily reviews determinations related to child care certifications. Specifically, the board reviews appeals concerning suspension or revocation determinations of child care providers, Kenosha County certification. It last met in 2017.
Thank you, Chief of Staff. So I guess what I'm saying is that for the most part, in my short time on this board, but in my observation of it in years going back, the board has chosen to typically follow the best practices recommended by the Wisconsin Counties Association. I also am of the opinion that if we're going to require meeting times to be after 6 p.m. for standing board, for standing committees, that should be the requirement for all boards, because I don't see them as unequal. I don't see one as being more important than another. And I think that because all of those boards, commissions, and committees inform our voting process at some level, I think that, you know, if 6 p.m. and later is the key for transparency, they should all be moved. Are there any other municipalities, maybe towns, villages, or cities that you found have a meeting restriction time for standing committee meetings?
Unaware.
Either in Kenosha County or outside of Kenosha County?
Unaware, but most of our communities do meet in the evening, as I have conflicts with every one of my communities being here.
Yeah, I think Pleasant Prairie meets at 5 p.m. I know Summers meets at 5 p.m.
Summers Village meets at 5 p.m. Summers Community or Township meets after.
We have several planning commissions that meet at 4:30 or 5 p.m. on occasion. Some of my municipalities out in the county meet a little bit later, you know, after chore time, that sort of thing. But it's really not consistent, you know, and I'm really concerned as to the 6 p.m. time being the magic number. Given the fact that, you know, your statement said you wanted there to be unfettered access to the public, but 6 p.m. is not a time that works well for second and third shift workers, or maybe people who can't get a babysitter at that time. So it's not really unfettered access. My opinion of this change is that, you know, Supervisor Basha and I talked on the phone and we discussed an amendment and he decided not to include it, and that's his prerogative. But, you know, my primary concern is that the original ordinance reads, the chair shall set the time and place for all meetings of the committee, shall check and list committee meeting dates with the county clerk to avoid conflicts with other committee meetings, and shall report committee attendance to the county clerk, who shall maintain a record thereof. That's it. So, through the chair to Corporation Counsel. This revision to the ordinance adds the word committee chair, committee right in front of the word chair, second word. Was there a point of, did someone say that was unclear at any time, that the ordinance implied that was it unclear? Why do we have to add the word committee there?
I don't believe that was a suggestion that came from me. I think that it may have been in order to clarify, since later in the revisions it was referencing the board chair. I'm not sure that the, as you read the rest of the rule, I'm trying to recall if there's any question in terms of how the two are distinguished. It may be because the preceding clause or sub subdivision. The chair of the county board shall appoint a chair and first vice chair of each standing committee. Each standing committee shall elect a, so then the next one is the chair shall set the time. It may have been simply to clarify that it meant the committee chair rather than the chair of the board, but.
Has that ever come into question? Which chair that meant?
In terms of who was setting the time for the meetings? Not that I'm aware of. It used to be that at the organizational meeting, the committees would come together. They would sort of determine what worked best for the members of the committee. They'd try and reach a consensus. In the past, I'd say probably 3 to 4 terms, and I would certainly ask any of the supervisors who've been around to correct me if they think I'm wrong. The committee structure, the committee calendar, rather, has just sort of solidified. It hasn't really changed from board to board. It was very set as to what days and or evenings which committees were meeting. They were all meeting at either 6 or 6:30. There just really hadn't been any question about it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So at the start of this term, I recall there being organizational meeting, Supervisor Carroll appointing to his committee chairmanship, and correct me if I'm wrong, he did change the regular meeting day and time of that meeting than from what it had used had been in the past. Is anyone dispute that?
Which committee are you referring to?
PDEC?
No, that's not changed.
Public Works moved from the first Monday of the month.
It was Public Works.
Monday, correct.
What, somebody who's a chair of some committee changed the normal day and time.
That was Ned West, or Nordigan.
Yeah,
the other end.
The chairman of the committee did not change that. That was changed with my approval, because they called me that it could not be on the one day, and they say if they could change. I said, talk to everybody in the community, see what it's convenient. I said, then let me know. And if it's okay with everybody, I will okay to change it. So how was the one that changed?
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. I guess the point I was trying to make was that, you know, there have been changes in the past.
You want me to answer on that?
I didn't ask a question. I just said that's the point I was trying to make. So at that time, when you had that interaction with Supervisor Nordigan, the ordinance did not include these changes. So technically, through the chair to Corporation Council, so technically at that time, Supervisor Nordigan could have changed the day and time of the meeting according to this ordinance without board chair approval.
The language is what the language is. If
at that time, did the change in the meeting day and time according to the ordinance at that time require board chairman approval?
Did the ordinance require it? No.
Right. Okay. So the change that's being proposed here completely changes the original ordinance from empowering committee chairs to now making everything contingent on the board chairman's approval. And this is a legislative power that other supervisors would be giving up to the board chair. I am concerned about that as a person who's concerned about the balance of power in the county board. We have 23 county board supervisors, and this was written in this way into the ordinances for a reason, because if we didn't need committee chairs who could make their own decision, why do we even have 23 supervisors? Why don't we just have one? We are a body that has to work together and trust each other. And when those appointments are made, they're made to entrust that chairperson with the authority to conduct those meetings at days and times and in a manner in which they were entrusted to do so. And the ordinances originally say that. Now it says, well, no, now we have to meet after 6 p.m. because that's convenient for some people. And it also says, and you can only meet at a different time with board chair approval. I strongly disagree. that this is a good idea for future county boards to give that up. And the board will have a changing makeup as we go forward. You know, there may be situations in which that committee chair has a good reason to have a meeting at a different time, and the chairman disagrees, and, you know, business of government can't get done, which is our responsibility. I will be voting no on this resolution again, because I do believe that it disrupts the balance of power on the county board. It's nothing against you personally, Mr. Chairman. I would like the ordinance to stay in the spirit of where it was in the beginning of when I started this term. I have one more question for Supervisor Basha. Actually two. So when Judiciary and Law changed their meeting time last year, did you vote for or against that?
I agreed to vote. Yeah, actually, it wasn't a vote. It was a discussion. There was no vote.
But you didn't.
I agreed on the premise that we would try it.
Okay. Was there ever a problem meeting at 4:15 for you?
Yes.
Did you work it out with the...
Not that I couldn't be there. I can be there at 4:15. That's not an issue. I have flexibility in my schedule. It became inconsistent with all the other elected official activities of the county.
But you supported it.
On the night of, I did go to the chair of that committee and say, would you consider changing the time? And I was given a lot of the arguments that you've used this evening as to why not. A lot of committees meet at these times. Other committees meet all different times of the day.
Okay. So after meeting at 4, and that is, to my knowledge, that's the only standing committee that doesn't meet after 6 p.m. I mean, I've had a couple of meetings at 5 for human services, or 5:30 when we had long agendas. Could you explain to the committee your motivation for proposing this change?
My motivation?
Yeah, why, after meeting at 4:15 on Judiciary and Law for such a long time, did you suddenly change your mind and then co-author a resolution with another supervisor to insist that meetings be after 6 p.m. What brought that on?
Phrase for me, what is a long time? Because you say we met at that time for such a long time. 5 meetings?
I don't know. I always thought you met at 4:15. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, so you had 5 meetings at 4:15.
Roughly. I'd have to look at the calendar to verify that, but Judiciary and Law met later, 6 p.m. We had some meetings off that time where we had specials. We met over at the jail one evening. We met on a different premises. KCC, I believe we had one out there as well. So out of the 12 meetings, this was a fall time frame change, late fall change, roughly, if I recall it correctly.
I'm sorry if I don't remember the timeline, because I'm on that committee.
I'd have to go back and look, and if I knew your question in advance, I would have.
Okay.
So that's not my motivation at all. My motivation is now we have one committee that's meeting outside of when the standing committees of the board. And I started pondering that. Why are we meeting outside of what would be, I'll call it, standardized time frame for elected officials or standing committees of the board to conduct business in a public manner? We meet at 7:30 p.m. for the board. It's consistent. People know when that meeting is going to occur. We meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for finance, or 6:30 p.m. But we meet consistently for each of those. If there's a special event, you have a speaker in from out of town, and I know with your committee you've had a number of specials where you have speakers in. This change or modification, I call it a cleaning up maybe, makes an accommodation for any of those instances. So if we're to meet over at the jails for a tour, et cetera, there's nothing to restrict or restrain that, other than saying to the chairman of the board, we're going to be meeting at a different time. Any umbrance with that? Any concerns? You said it affects the balance of power on the county board. I didn't know that the chairs of the committees were competing with the board chair for power. That's interesting to me, and I'm not sure how it changes that, but meeting times should be consistent with the board, with elected officials, to be at a time when, you said, people work second, third. They do. I challenge that as well. The majority of people still work the standard 8-to-5 shift or the midday shift and would like to have accessibility when life is pretty normalized, not variable. If a committee meets at 3 o'clock for this committee, 6 o'clock for that committee, 2 o'clock for another committee, that is inconsistent. It is inconsistent for an elected body that is supposed to be transparent and available to the public to conduct our business in a public manner.
Well, I appreciate your opinion on that matter. I would disagree on several areas. I think that everybody who works an 8-to-5 has consistent availability after 5 every day.
That is not what I said. What I said was we meet consistently to be available.
For those people who work 8-to-5.
If we're consistent and people have a burning need to be there, they will find a way to make their calendar.
The question was,
as you would with the state.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I think he's answered a lot of questions.
The question was, what was your motivation? Was it just all of a sudden there was inconsistency after 5 meetings?
Asked and answered.
Did you ask the chairman if he would consider changing the time back to a time after 6 p.m.?
Yes. Asked and answered as well, and I did.
Through the chair to Supervisor Rodriguez, did Supervisor Basha ask you if you would change the meeting?
Supervisor Basha approached me after we got 2 or 3 from two residents of Orange County who told us every time we turn the lights on or off. And I told him, this works for the committee, it works for all of our staff, it works for yourself, and it works for the citizens who attended and continue to attend our 4:15 meetings. I'm not going to bend the knee for 3 citizens when it works for all the committee, all the staff, and for the citizens.
Who are those 3 citizens? Was that through email?
I'm going to take like a little mini break here because I'm not sure if we're still sticking on the resolution.
Let me finish first.
You've been asking him lots of questions when you said I had 2 more questions and it's been like 5 more questions.
Well, I didn't get to ask my questions on the floor.
No, I'm just saying I don't want this to become an interrogation of a chair or Supervisor Bashaw. You know, if you can stick to the questions that you have and not get into a debate or a discussion that's going off track of things we've already discussed
with
tonight.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, I should not get in a debate? Is that not why we're here?
No. On the same issue. I'm just saying we're discussing some of the things more than once at this point now.
I think what Supervisor Rodriguez is trying to say is you didn't approach him until he received emails from 3 citizens complaining about the meeting time. Did you also receive those emails?
I don't know the timeline that I received them. However, I had already approached council and drafted a resolution prior to receiving any public comment.
Well, there are 170,000 people almost in this county. And to draft a resolution at the response of the request of a handful of people that unnecessarily has caused...
Could you please correct your statement to align with what I just said? I approached council prior to receiving any public comment regarding a resolution.
Okay.
So then I would add, he drafted the resolution before approaching me.
Okay, fine. Well, it seems to me that the only time that this became an issue, that the meeting's time became an issue, was when Mr. Mathewson's appointment to the Local Emergency Planning Commission committee was brought up, and people were vocal at the podium and through email that our meeting times don't provide transparency because that appointment would have gone to judiciary and law, and that was at 4:15, and people wanted to come to that meeting. This was not an issue in the entire time that we have served with any citizens or any constituents until that incident happened. And then when he withdrew his nomination, it magically went away from public comment. So I'm very curious as to why we should respond in changing a law and ordinance because of the complaints of a couple of people.
Again,
this was working for years and years and years. I've never had a complaint from anyone. Now, also, attending meetings and having access is important. I was on the other side for many years. We publicly notice people can plan in advance. No other government body in the state has this time restriction for a reason. At the state level, our committees meet all day long, and they're not on consistent days, because we need to move the business of government forward. You know, I would certainly respect a change to the ordinance that suggested an after six time period, time meeting, but I really do think that the committee chair knows the committee's business best and should be able to schedule days and times of their meetings with consistency. Absolutely. I think that's best practices. I will not be voting for this. I just think it's a really bad idea. I think that it sends the wrong message. I think it sends a message that all you have to do is make a complaint and the county board will change the law for you.
Mr. Chair.
To your house.
The one thing I wanted to just touch on briefly is about joint services, since that seems to be a hot topic, and I tend to talk out of both sides of my mouth when it comes to joint services. So joint services is a quasi form of government. It is not a Kenosha County Board committee.
Is it tax funded?
It is not a Kenosha County.
It's tax funded.
It is not a Kenosha County Board Standing Committee. It is a quasi form of government. It is made up of two county board supervisors, and a designee from the Kenosha County exec, an alder person. It's city people.
Mr. Chairman, please.
I have the floor, Mr. Rodriguez.
We have an issue on a county board that if people speak out of line from the attendance, they get removed. Can we have some understanding here?
But joint services is not a standing committee. It's half Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, and it's half the county board. The 4:30 time has been set since its inception. My concern is, with this time change, is how it happened. Because I went back and listened to the board meeting, and I heard Supervisor Rodriguez state that he talked and called all the committee members to see if 4:15 would work for them. Wasn't discussed in an open setting at a meeting, so he created a walking quorum. He violated open records law by doing what he did. That is one reason why business should be conducted at a committee meeting. You don't call your county board supervisors outside of a meeting and say, would you like to meet at 4:15? Why wasn't it done in committee? Because they wanted to keep it quiet so no one knew. My interpretation, but that's what it looked like. You cannot be calling supervisors outside of a committee and asking them, hey, do you like this 4:15 start time? Why wasn't it done in an open forum at a meeting? Why wasn't it transparent? I have an issue of that.
Point of information.
Excuse me.
Hold on a second.
Let me just say one thing.
The chairman recognized Supervisor Decker.
Exactly. Please, hold on a second. Let me just say one thing. I ask Corporation Council.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. There's clearly nothing going on here.
I asked the Corporation Council before if I was to make a point of order, and they told me we can't outside. That's the only thing I want to say.
Point of order.
So now it's up to it. Whatever.
Through the chair to Corporation
Council. Hold on, I've got three things going on all at once right now. I was waiting for Supervisor Yohas to finish. I acknowledged you with a hand gesture that you would be next, so I'll
I just want to honor. Ask Corporation Council if asking committee members outside of an official meeting about meeting at a meeting time is a violation of the open meetings laws, because I know we've met other, like when we met for finance, we've done that. We're in other meetings, we've met and gotten calls to make sure we could meet at certain times because it was an emergency meeting or a last minute meeting. So I would like to know from Corporation Council if that's a violation of open meetings laws.
I don't believe communications to try and schedule would violate the open meeting law.
Thank you.
Right. Chairman.
Well, no, I just wanted to say, I asked Corporation Council before if I was allowed to make a point of order or whatever, and it told me no, so that's all.
Okay.
And we're not on the committee, I guess we cannot do that. We can speak when recognized, but we cannot just ask for a point of order.
Okay.
That's the only thing I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
Now, do I have the floor or?
No, I still have the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Joe, for that clarification. But why not discuss it? I guess my question is, when you want to change a meeting time, why not do it in open government? Why not do it on audio? Why not do it in front of your constituents? Because, as Supervisor Rodriguez said, he doesn't want to bend the knee to three citizens. We're here whether it's one citizen, three citizens, or 100 citizens. We are here because we work for our citizens of Kenosha County. Plain and simple. And I am not in favor of a 4:15 start time. Like I said before, this was never an issue. You could talk to Supervisor Rose. He's been on here 30-plus years. It's always been 6 or 6:30. I went back to 2014, 6:30, 2015, 6:30, 2016, 6:30, 2017, 6:30, 2018, 6 o'clock, 19, 6:30, 20, 6:30, 21, 6:30. Why the change now? Because maybe someone got a job and this is more efficient for that person? That's not a reason to change a time. When we ran for office, we knew, if you did your homework, you knew county board meetings were at 7:30, committees were at 6 or 6:30. It's just how it is. Most of us are professionals. We have jobs till 5 o'clock or so. County government has been set up for meetings after 5 o'clock for a reason. It's not good government to have it at 4:15. And I will be supporting this because the chairman of the county board should be informed as to what's going on at committees. Whether he agrees with it or not, he still deserves the respect of knowing what's going on.
Absolutely.
And I think some of the respect is not there anymore because people want to do what they want to do. They're running shotgun. Whether you like the chair or not, he is the chairman of the county board. County government is rich in history, in tradition, and in how to do things the right way. And again, joint services is not a county board committee. It is not a standing committee. It is not a county board committee. And I hope that people understand that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Supervisor Gaskin.
Mr. Chair, I call the question. Well, yes, we can take that.
Second.
Personally, I still had something I'd like to share that I think would be pertinent, so I'm not in favor of passing the call to question.
Well, I think you have to have a vote.
Oh, we have to vote on? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Was there a second? I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor of the close to question, say aye.
Roll call.
Supervisor Gaskin?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
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 Aye.
Since it's a tie, I guess I have the rights to break the tie?
No, it's two-thirds vote.
Two-thirds. It's two-thirds.
Yeah, you would need two-thirds.
Okay. All right, so any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to address a couple things.
Sure. And it's pertinent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not your committee specifically.
It's pertinent to what Supervisor Juhas said.
But is it to this resolution or to your committee?
Absolutely.
Okay, if it's to the resolution.
This was discussed, the meeting time, at two committees. The chairman was there, so he was aware. It wasn't done because somebody got a job. Did I get a new contract? I absolutely did. And I did third shift security for a company that had no problem. 6 and 4:15 is less than 2 hours difference. It doesn't make much sense to make it sooner in the day when you would assume I'd be sleeping if I was working third shift. I showed up to county board meetings at 7:30. This went around the table that you guys are sitting at, and every single person around that table and every single person that sat around the room said, this works. Supervisor Bashaw told us tonight that he drafted this ordinance change before he approached me. And we're supposed to succumb to this idea that these other boards, commissions, and committees are somehow less important. They advise the county board. In the case of joint services, they're spending tax dollars. It's this tired argument of when we get federal dollars or state dollars, it's free money. It's not free money. It came from our constituents. And what's important to me might not be important to my neighbor. My neighbor might care more about what goes on at Brookside than what we ever do in the county board chambers. The neighbor down the street from that person might care more about the Chapter 980, where they're facing violent sexual predators. That means during the daytime. Is that not important? So I challenge that. And then through the chair to Corporation Council, I have a question about the ordinance as it stands. Our rules state that once something has gone through a vote, it dies. You can't bring it back up unless it's substantially different. How is this substantially different than what we voted down?
We adjourned Sindai. This is a new session. It's a new meeting.
This is sour grapes. I've introduced things that I have very much passionately supported that this committee wouldn't even take up. They tabled it to never bring it back again. That was a clear message from this committee. It didn't have the votes. But certain supervisors didn't want to take a vote that would look bad. So they played politics and they tabled it. You know what I'll do? I'll run again and I'll get reelected again and I'll reintroduce it again, just as I've done the last three terms on the county board. What I'm not going to do is wait till we adjourn Sindai and reintroduce it with the same people where I know they're going to vote the same way. Is this going to be some unending loop? That's all I have.
Okay, all right, thank you. Chairman?
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments. We have been talking, for a great deal about subcommittees. The difference between subcommittees and committees, the board, is a huge difference. Number one is subcommittees are volunteer, people volunteer for them. The committee of regular committees, standing committees of the county board, every single one must serve a list of one committee. But usually, maybe because I always like to serve more than one, I try to put everybody on two or three committees. Now, by doing that, I can make, just for instance, I'm not picking on anybody, but I think Supervisor Rose was mentioned before. I can put a Supervisor Rose on a committee that started for 15. Maybe it was on the committee for judiciary law for 15. Chandasari is not going to be there. Supervisor Carroll cannot be there, and probably many other people. Okay, so that is the big difference. The county board has to be on committees. The other subcommittees, like we've been talking about joint services, that's volunteer. They're appointed, they'll take it, they know if they can do it or not. Speaking of where the state or the other counties, the other villages or whatever they do it, well, we represent Kenosha County. I don't represent the city of Kenosha. I don't represent Pleasant Prairie or anything else. We do what the city of Kenosha does. And by making a comparison with what the state does, that they meet at all times, pretty much those jobs are full-time jobs. So the legislative at the state level, whether they're senators, whatever, they are there almost on a full-time basis. So they can have a committee meeting at any time. This has been going on for months and months, and now you hear all this question, all these concerns about it. The only concern that I heard from most of the people that voted against it, let's not forget, there were 14 people that voted yes, and one person that was absent, but it's my understanding that he would have voted yes, which that would give us 15 people. That's a big majority. Yeah, it doesn't take, it did not get 16, but we got that. I did not hear all these complaints. I did not hear all these concerns. The only concern that I heard is that they don't want the chairman to have anything to say about it, which maybe it's something against me. That's what I take it, something against me. But let's not forget, as the chairman of the board, whoever that is, they put the committee together. They, with the expectation that especially the committee chairs, they will work with them, not that they try to go against them or her, whatever it would be at that time, at all times. That doesn't work that way. And with the with the county board chairman not having anything to say. Well, the county board chairman can change it at any time. He can change it today, basically. By just removing, replacing some of the committee chairs, and we'll work with them. I said with him now, he goes to say that happens today or whoever is at that point. So I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. It's a point where we always try to do something to bring up some, try not to get together or whatever, say, oh, just because this person brought in a resolution, I'm gonna vote against it, or vice versa, or whatever. I think we gotta stop that. And that is, that's all I have to say. I know we're taking so much time, I don't know if it's done on purpose or what, so we run out of time and we're not gonna vote on anything, but, I mean, you guys are, you guys do whatever you want, but I know I got a meeting upstairs in a few minutes, so I'm playing already. Thank you, that's all I have to say.
Truth be told, last time we had this meeting, I did not investigate. I've been gone a lot recently, more than I've ever been in my life, but I spent more time thinking about this and reviewing it than just looking at the past history of this committee. And, you know, first time around, first year, I wish we could have started at five, a couple of meetings, probably three or four, with all the citizens' comments that came on. And, you know, even when we discussed this last, we were compressed on time. It would have been nice to have started earlier. In considering this meeting, how we, when things were light, we were starting at 6:30. I, you know, decided to start at 6, even though because I know this last, since this is going around for the second time, it was going to be extended. I guess I'm saying that is that I think having the standing 6 o'clock time, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 5:30, I don't know. But I don't like the feeling as a chairperson to feel like I'm not going to get through everything on the agenda because I'm going up against the county board meeting. Human services, they're scheduled the same way where they're going up against the county board meeting. And I don't know if that allows two things to happen. One is you can cover everything you need to in the time allotted. The other part is that are we going to have the full discussion that's necessary? And I guess based upon comments from the last meeting that some people are getting to say as much as they wanted to or question everything, you're talking about this longer probably than what most people might think is appropriate based on this is the third time this has been discussed. Two times in this committee, one time in the county board. I just want to make sure everyone has a chance to be thoroughly vetted and me not feeling like anyone feeling like I cut them off. I don't know if the 6 o'clock is that magic time. Being through this through a year, knowing what's coming up, like last summer, I think we could have probably used at least 2 or 2.5 hours every time when all this, because we had all but one of the Second Amendment resolutions came through this. It would have been nice to have a longer stretch of time and just dedicated it and just known it was going to be 5:30 or whatever we agreed upon. So in saying that, I'm thinking a couple other things. Is one, I know the priority is making these accessible to the to the community, but I think our top priority is actually getting the business done that's before the committee, not having to have things tabled or things not properly discussed. And I don't know, based upon what's on the agenda for any of these committees, what that appropriate amount of time is and what they're going up, butting up against. I like that we clarify in this that it has to be the committee chair, because to me, honestly, it was ambiguous whether it was the county board chair gets to pick the time and the place or the committee chair. I like that, but in that first sentence, it's saying they get to pick the time and the place, but then you read down and it says, oh yeah, you can only pick it if it's 6 o'clock or after, right? So it sort of contradicts itself. So you really can't say that the chair gets to pick the time if you're giving them restrictions. So I have an issue with that language right there. The other thing is that the only approval that needs to be done is through the county board chair. And the chair doesn't really have to go back to the committee in this language and get the committee's approval first, and then go to the county board chair and get their approval. I would like to see that if this goes, you know, if depending on the feedback. I would like to see it have to go through the committee first. If the committee approves, then it would go through the county board chair to get that approval. That way, it's just not two people agreeing to switch a time. It requires everybody on that committee to make that time change. So those are the comments I have on there. I just know from sitting here, it really feels compressed to try to get stuff done. And like today, we're not probably going to get these other two resolutions to be discussed today. And some of you are missing time being a mentor transition with that as well, which is, I appreciate you guys staying to see this through. So that's all I had to say.
Yep. Supervisor. Mr. Chair, I haven't had an opportunity
I'm sorry,
to speak
go
yet.
Ahead.
One of my main concerns about this, and I will be supporting this, but one of my main concerns is there have been times where the chair of the county board has to attend county board standing committee meetings because there's a lack of quorum. That's happened before. In the event that Monica, myself, Daniel, or any other working supervisor is not able to attend because of work, now we're negatively impacting the working of the county board. We've done it for decades at 5:30 or above or later. And that is more conducive to the gross majority of county boards gross majority of citizens who work mostly first shift. I used to work second shift, and I took vacation days every time I had a county board meeting or called in sick. That's already on the record. But that was a decision that I made when I ran because I was already second shift at the time. But the fact that there's been many times when decisions had to be made by the vote of the chair of the county board, I think it's necessary to have these meetings six and later. So that's why I will be supporting this.
Go ahead, Supervisor Poole. You haven't spoke yet.
Correct. I think Supervisor Ned Wesky brought up a lot of the points that I agree with, especially those other boards and committees that meet at different times. And in the interest of time, I will just say I will be voting against this. Thank you.
Jeff.
Yeah, so I'm a big proponent of transparency. In the last few years, I've probably made over 5,000 open records requests. So it's not about transparency. I got the impression that this was supposed to be about transparency, and it now seems to be a little bit more about convenience for some people. If 6 p.m. and later is a meeting time that's optimally transparent, according to some people's opinions, does that then imply that the state is not transparent, the city is not transparent, our villages and towns are not transparent because they don't have the same rule? Is that the logic here? Because again, there's best practices in place. I would like to let the committee know that prior to reintroducing this resolution, I discussed with Supervisor Basha a change to his, a suggested change would be, you know, I fully appreciate that the county board chair should be notified and that should be conferred with when a meeting time is going to be changed. Absolutely. Because he might need to be there, just like Supervisor Berg said. If there's the need to make a quorum or to break a tie, I discussed with Chairman Nudo that if I ever wanted to change the time of my meetings for Human Services again, I would make sure that I notified him before I made the public notice. I suggested to Supervisor Basha that we change the language to, in these situations, the committee chair will notify the board chair prior to noticing a meeting occurrence. And in that conversation, I thought that he was agreeable, and then he reintroduced it the same way it was before. So I'm not sure why he made that decision or why he didn't make that decision. It's his resolution. I have an amendment that would require, that says that, if anyone would be agreeable to that. But overall, I think that the 6 p.m. thing is unnecessary. I think that we do our best already to meet after 6 p.m. or somewhere around there. If somebody has a problem with judiciary and law, take it up with judiciary and law.
Do you have something?
I'm not going to move the amendment. There's more discussion.
I'm sorry. And then you next.
I have a question for Supervisor Nedweski. If your amendment were to pass, would you support this?
I guess it would depend on the discussion of the amendment.
If the amendment that you propose to simply inform board chair passes, would you support this?
Well, that's why I wrote the amendment, so yes. I mean, I don't support it overall, but if we need to compromise, this is my compromise.
Thank you.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Yeah, a couple things. We heard from Supervisor Bastow, the author of this, when Supervisor Nedweski said, well, what about second and third shift folks? This time's not convenient for them. Supervisor Bastow said, well, they'll make time. It's important enough. They'll make time. That argument goes both ways. Like I said, our meetings are consistently attended by citizens. They were when we were at 6 or 6:30. They are now at 4:15. I also heard that, you know, this might be hot topic issues with the appointment of Kevin Mathewson. We heard from folks that said, hey, this meeting's not at a convenient time and place. I emailed back and forth and had several conversations with committee staff. And it's all verifiable. Somebody wants to give me an open records request. I reserved a time and a space that was at 6 o'clock in a much bigger room to provide for citizens' comments. Because I knew that of all things in front of this county board, that individual was probably the most hot topic appointment this county board's ever had, ever seen, and probably ever will see. So this idea that it was done in secrecy, not true. And then this idea that it was done in some back channel, also not true. We heard from Supervisor today that I broke the law. We heard 2 minutes later that I didn't break the law. I asked every single person on the committee twice at two concurrent meetings if this worked for them. And it did. And had I had a supervisor on the committee that says, I can't do it, I work until 5 o'clock. I can't be here at 4:15 if I work until 5 o'clock. It wouldn't have happened. Now, if that same supervisor worked till 5 o'clock with Matt at 4:15 for other things, I might question that. But nonetheless, I wouldn't push the topic too far. If they said I couldn't do it, we wouldn't be meeting at 4:15. So this notion of secrecy, this notion of he's doing it for his own will, not true. Not true. We heard from the board chair that whether he likes something or doesn't like something, if he, you know, we're reminded that the board chair holds the power to appoint the chair and vice chair of the committees. That used to not be the case. We heard from a supervisor tonight that the Kenosha County Board is rooted in long-standing history. The Kenosha County Board gave away its authority to the county board chair under Chairwoman Brunet. Prior to that, the committees decided amongst themselves who was the chair and the vice chair. It wasn't until there was a chairmanship or a vice chairmanship that chair didn't like that this new rule came about. So we talk about tradition, hundreds of years, or 100 years, out the door, because one chair didn't like something. Not this chair, not referring to Chairman Nudo, the chairman before us. An amendment that I would like, and that this adds it, I'll be the first one to support this, make every board, every commission, everything that meets under Kenosha County, meet at 6 o'clock or later, I'll support this. But 6 o'clock is a magic time, pulled out of a hat, doesn't mean much to many people, it means something to few people. There is no perfect time. There will never be a perfect time. But like Supervisor Bastow stated, if it's important enough for folks, they'll make time. Sorry.
Hold on for just a second. We're going to take a 5-minute break. If there wants to be some consultation on a proposed amendment, we'll allow that so there can maybe be some agreement before it gets proposed.
I don't know that that's
he can do it.
I just want to make sure this gets done right, since it seems like there might be some compromise on this or something like that. So why don't we get, I've got 7:10, we'll come back at 7:15.
Okay.
So if you need to use the bathroom, get something to drink, if you want to talk to
I
each
actually
other.
Need to use the bathroom too. So. There are two amendments here if anyone's interested. One changes the language to notify the board chair. The other one includes all of the other boards and commissions. I wrote those on my lunch hour today. I have copies for everyone if they want. And I don't really have a lunch hour. I have a lunch 5 minutes.
John, I'll take a peek at that whenever you're done. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she only had one copy of it?
She said she has some for everybody.
Which one is this? Is this all the commissions?
No, she's just that page one.
Well, this
listing
is yeah,
all
this,
the commissions.
This
and
is the second one. Okay.
Do you want to see this one, Zach?
No, I'm not really interested in that one.
Okay. I want to get warm if we were all still in here talking about something, right?
Joe, what's new?
How sick did you get with COVID?
Actually, wasn't too bad. Thank you for asking. It was, my very, very rudimentary understanding is that the stuff that's the variants floating around now are, more contagious, but tend to be less serious. So, frankly, had we not been having family coming in from out of town or schedules coming from out of town, we probably would have chalked it up as cold / allergy. But we had vulnerable people coming in from out of town. We were supposed to have my son's first communion. He was the first one to get tested, so he was the first one done, so we were able to sneak him in.
Nice.
Oh, well, I feel blighted. Or I shouldn't say blighted, slighted.
Slighted.
Where are they at?
That's the all or nothing one.
That's all boards and commissions. This is changing the language to just notify.
Supervisor Nedwesky, you have 2 minutes. This is not me talking to you as Corporation Counsel or it's anything to do with the county, really. This is me as an attorney. My hope would be that as the budget stuff goes forward, and I think it's going to, but I'm just going to put my pitch in.
In the state budget?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Pay equity for ADAs, for public defenders, and probably the one pitch I'll make from a county standpoint is if something can be done, that might have to be defender assigned. The private bar reimbursement rate right now, we're really against ourselves because people potentially will sit out a public defender appointment because they know that if it sits long enough, the court appoints someone to get the county bill.
Like,
but I got tired of that because I'm walking around 10 minutes later, still freezing. I'm like, okay, time to just
can you shoo him back in here, Andy? You're juggling now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wonderful.
JFC.
John, you want a water?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
eyeing the one over the window.
You and Bert consulting on the proper jacket to wear.
You know, I did notice we're kind of coordinating there.
Must be the new color.
Crisis points in a lot of places.
No, are you 100%?
Yes.
I can't see why. As a good State Bar member, I got to make a pitch.
Absolutely. I don't know where they ended today. There'll be an update tomorrow from the finance. So if I don't remember, we don't have to.
Yeah.
All right. We'll call the meeting back to order at 7:15. Just resume. Is there any other discussion on this resolution? Go ahead.
Was there a motion? Was that in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Call a question.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right.
So,
well, if we close the question, yeah, we just vote on the resolution,
yep,
correct?
As presented.
Yeah. All right.
Roll call.
Okay. All right, we'll start with Supervisor Berg then.
Aye.
John?
Nay.
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 Aye.
Aye.
I guess now I'm going to vote to break the tie. And I will vote yes.
Okay. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, with
yeah, we'll sign this. All right.
Mine will take like 2 minutes.
We are, which I don't know which one.
Number
you are.
Eight.
Are you eight or nine?
I'm eight.
Eight? All right. Fire away, Supervisor Decker.
This resolution is regarding solar energy. We all received from the county clerk from Columbia County almost the exact same resolution. I removed language after talking with Andy Bueller out of Planning and Development. The language I removed was specific to Columbia County. This resolution is asking the state legislature to change state statutes to allow for local control, local input of solar farms. We all see what happened in Paris. They had no input whatsoever because of state statutes. And so this is asking the legislature to change that law. It has no impact, no policy changes down here. It's all just asking the state legislature. That's it.
Move the resolution.
Have a second?
Second.
Second. Do we have any discussion or questions for Supervisor Decker?
What a...
Supervisor Berg?
Mr. Chair, through the chair to Supervisor Decker. Under the, I guess only now therefore be it resolved. Number two says the proposed facility satisfies the reasonable needs of the public for an adequate supply of electric energy. It seems
that's in state statutes.
That's currently statute.
Yes. What is under that, therefore be it resolved, that's indented, that is the wording of state statutes.
Okay.
So what I am asking is the crossouts.
To put the crossouts in or to take those crossouts out?
Put them in as in remove that language out of the state
statutes.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion or questions? Supervisor Banshaw?
Thank you very much. You said this is Columbia County's resolution?
Yes, they sent a copy to the entire county board via the clerk who sent it to us.
You just took ownership and said, I'm asking. So you're asking, you've made the strikeouts are yours, or which modifications?
No, the modifications I made, I took Columbia County's resolution, and they had a whereas that was specific to Columbia County. I removed that Everything else is the same as what Columbia County had. So the strikeouts are the same as what Columbia County had.
So it's not your resolution, it's their resolution that you want to adopt or support from Kenosha County?
Well, it would be my resolution because I made changes to it, but originally, yes, it was Columbia County's.
Any other discussion or questions? No? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was 4 minutes, Supervisor.
Sorry.
All right. I honestly don't think we're going to have an adequate amount of time to discuss.
It's on the agenda.
Number nine. I don't want it to be. Not going to be pressed into discussing something that I think is going to take longer than 8 minutes. The author of the.
I move to table.
Second.
To be clear, when you are asking to table, do you mean postpone it to the next meeting?
Yes. I move to table the resolution.
That's not postponing.
I move to table the resolution.
Okay, that's why I'm asking for clarification as to what your intent is.
There was a second, Supervisor Poole?
Correct.
And this is, understanding is to move this to the June meeting?
No. Table does not move it.
Table does kill it.
No, tabling allows the committee chair to bring it back at the next meeting, if he so chooses.
No.
You can make a motion to remove it from the table.
You have to take it off the table.
As a practical matter, if the intent is to put it on next month's agenda, my preference under Robert's rules would be a motion to postpone to a time certain, i.e. the June meeting. The motion to table is generally designed either to be putting it off, and I'm not saying this is the same way the rules are handled in the legislative arena that you're in currently. Tabling is either designed to sort of temporarily put it aside so something else can come up and then come back to the same meeting, or dispose of it without taking any sort of tabling. To postpone it, we still would have to have it on the agenda. The chair can't bring it up next month without it even on that agenda. So
they table things every month, and
I know that I'm being pedantic here. I'm just trying to make sure that the process is correct and everyone doing. My preference would be if the intent is to have it put off to next month, to specifically say, or asking that it be put off until the June meeting.
I'm asking to put it on the table and leave it up to the committee chair to take it off the table.
But the problem is we've got an open meeting issue where it would have to be on the agenda before it could come back to the committee.
So at the next meeting, we could vote to take it off the table, and then he could put it on the agenda at the next meeting.
For the July meeting.
Oh, my God.
Well, it has been seconded. Is there any discussion on that motion to table? That would be appropriate. Do we discuss that on the table? Is that call the question?
I don't believe it's debatable. I think it's just take a vote.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Roll call.
Supervisor Gaskey?
Nay.
No.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Nay.
All right. I'm in favor of postponing it.
I'll make a motion to postpone the resolution to the June meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. So we'll be on the June meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, wait a second. We need to sign this one. Sorry about that. Whoever wants to go first can sign it first. This is the